This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Baddies.
You're right, Tracy?
I'm waiting. The fucking suspense is killing me.
I want to talk about, this has been like, I don't know, Alan, how invested you are in this, but I'm not going to lie. I'm over invested in the Kanye West, Pete Davidson drama.
Oh my God.
And I want to, if you don't know, I want to kind of give like a timeline of events here. And Tracy, I am curious about your opinion because Kanye has been a little unhinged and he has done some things that actually Corey has done. And I just wanted to know.
We don't speak of him, his name.
Oh yeah, we don't talk about Bruno. I forgot.
No,
we don't talk about Bruno. So I am curious your opinion, but okay. So Kim and Kanye, right? They separated. They announced their divorce. Mm-hmm. When was that? That was sometime last year. So they haven't been together for a long time. Yeah. So it said so. Let's see, January 2019.
Okay.
She filed for divorce. Is that possible? All right. So anyway, fast forward. Kim has been dating Pete Davidson, as we all know, because we've all obsessed over this relationship. Now,
I have done none of the sorts. I could not give a fuck less at all. But oh, I understand you're invested, so I will listen.
Well, we did talk about this on an episode. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
What is the appeal?
The appeal, you know, what does he have?
Mm-hmm. Third leg.
And then also talking about not having a type. How do you go from Kanye West, Pete Davidson? It's like,
if being with somebody for how they make you feel was a person.
Wow.
Because in the beginning, Kanye was all about Kim. Like, nothing else mattered but Kim. And yeah. He was very, like, loving and romantic and caring. And he could have easily been like that in the end. We don't fucking know. But, like, that's what she likes. She likes that, clearly, I do too. She likes that, like, attention. Like, you show me the right type of attention, and somebody who you would never expect will get my attention.
Mm-hmm. So Kanye's been posting on Instagram. Now, mind you, Pete doesn't have an Instagram. Well,
he did.
He did.
But Kanye ran him off.
For a second. So, all right. So Kanye's on Instagram. It really is a weird place to, like, talk about your enemy when your enemy does not have an Instagram account.
It seems odd.
You know what I mean? Whatever. It also seems odd for a grown man, but
listen, that to buy the house across the street, it seems odd.
Yeah, there's definitely some, like, mental health issues going on here for sure, I think. But it is hard to not follow and be like, what is going on? Because he calls Pete Davidson Skeet Davidson.
Terrible.
Which is... it's pretty funny, like, for a grown man to have a nickname. And then, like, when you look at
horrible
Pete,
nickname.
Like, when you, like, hear, like, a rapper's beef, like, mm-hmm. someone who's, like, grew up in, like, the projects, like, in a terrible, like, community, like Kanye West, like, you think his, like, enemy would be, like, somebody, like, a little harder.
Oh, no. He went for the nice, kind, weak one.
Not, like, skinny ass Pete. He's like 6'4", Skeet Davidson, you know what I'm saying?
Terrible.
Like, so physically awkward. So, all right. So he starts going on Instagram attacking Pete Davidson. And another thing that he does is he starts posting pictures of his kids and about them being on TikTok, and he doesn't want them being
on TikTok. I support
that.
If he doesn't want them on TikTok, they shouldn't be on TikTok. That's a community.
That's what
parents.
I wanted to ask you.
For sure. If Corey was posting something about the kids and I didn't like it, or if I was posting something and he didn't like it, like, I would respect that like, oh, like, I don't want my kids on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, okay, then collectively we don't post them. None of us do. Mm-hmm. But like, to be like, oh, I don't like that you posted this one thing, but like, I still post it. That can't happen. But it has to be like, I don't want my kids on TikTok for certain reasons. And there's like safety reasons. And a lot of parents don't post their kids on social media, which is fine.
Sure.
But it has to be between both of them. And they both have to agree together.
Agree. Okay. What do you?
So that's just like co-parenting respect, though. That's like civil, normal shit. Like, I don't think that even should be an issue. What? And I definitely don't think they should have brought that beef to public. It should have been handled through lawyers.
How do you feel about North being like, how old is she? Do you have any idea?
Maybe 10. I don't know.
Like, don't a lot of 10-year-olds have TikTok?
They
and
do.
It's like what they do?
Yeah, but that's like up to the parents. A lot of kids have Instagram too. And if you don't, or cell phones, mm-hmm. just, you don't have to like get your kid a cell phone at 10 just because everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't want his child on TikTok, I think that's something for the lawyers to discuss. But like I said, it has to be like no TikTok, no Instagram. Like, I don't want her in the public eye, which is hard for them.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's understandable. Like, so I'm going to give an example. And somebody that I was dating had posted a picture of me and my kids and wrote, wow, so beautiful. And my ex didn't like it and said my kid shouldn't be posted on his page. I said, 100%, I actually agree with you. And then called him and said, you need to take off that picture.
Somebody posted a picture of your kids
mm-hmm.
and wrote, so beautiful?
It was like, it was somebody I was talking to. I had to stop that.
Whoa.
Because I was like, oh, almost like my ex doesn't feel comfortable, as I would never, I agree with Corey in that sense that I would not want somebody posting that as well. So I was like, yeah, 100, I didn't even see it. Like,
yeah.
And I'll go tell him right now. Like, I didn't see that. So I stopped that real quick, which is like, it has to be a mutual respect step. Like, those are his kids.
Sure,
like,
sure, sure.
So I understand that 100%. But, like, you're also not going to, like, post pictures of the kids. And then I'm going to post pictures of the kids. And you're going to decide, like, on my page what gets posted and what doesn't. Like, that's not happening. But if we collectively agree our kids shouldn't be on TikTok or our kids shouldn't be on Instagram, then
how do you feel about Kanye taking, like, a screenshot of his daughter looking like, I think she had, like, a Snapchat filter or something on, mm-hmm. older, and was like, you know, this is inappropriate. My daughter looks too old, because I know
it's
Bruno
filters.
Has talked about that.
Well, it's filters. Like, if your kids are playing around with them, then they're playing around with them. But like, those are, that's the risk you take of exposing them to social media and letting them play with that type of stuff.
Yep.
There's like, there's not, that's not on the parent. Like, mm-hmm. that's on the kid playing with something. And if they are, then that needs to be discussed between the two parents and that child and been like, you can go on TikTok, but you can't use the filters.
Like, this is a crazy
post.
That's
not like something that should be publicized. That seems crazy to me.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You know, I'm going to take a page out of Tracy's book, because she believes if you look good on the outside and how you present yourself, you know, it helps you feel good on the inside. And I think that is especially true when it comes to working out, right? Like, for me, the thought of like getting dressed, going to the gym, what am I going to wear? I don't know. I think it's important to look forward to that ritual of working out and, you know, having supportive activewear. And that is what Girlfriend Collective is, okay? Sustainable, supportive activewear that really you're going to feel comfortable in from head to toe. They make dressing for the gym or for any of your hobbies. You're going rock climbing, pickleball, stationary bike, YouTube workouts, pickleball story. My family's really into pickleball, but my sister-in-law got like shamed by all the old ladies because she was like too scandalous. And I told her about Girlfriend Collective. I was like, you should wear Girlfriend Collective and really show those old hags, you know, how cute you can look and fashionable and comfortable playing pickleball, and then beat them to a pulp. There's a few things I love about Girlfriend Collective, but I especially love that they're responsibly sourced for everyone from size extra, extra small to 6XL. They've got every body type covered. For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/bad examples. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/bad examples. Feel good in what you wear, whatever you're doing with Girlfriend Collective. girlfriend.com/bad examples.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Kanye put on Instagram, like, this is fucking nuts, a screenshot and said, "Thank you, Larry Jackson, for giving me Kim Kardashian's number." And it's literally him texting this guy being like, "Send me Kim's number." And the guy being like, "Here you go."
Why doesn't he have her number?
I don't know. And then, like, he's posting that on Instagram.
It's odd, like, behavior. I don't know. I think too much is brought in. Like, I'm guilty of it as well. Mm. But there are times and places, and there are reasons and justifications for everything. I think they are I'm nobody. Like, I'm an actual fucking nobody. So, like, for me, like, I think it's a very different situation than Kim and Kanye posting stuff, because, like, everyone gives a fuck about them for some reason. So they do. So then you should, like, take that into consideration of, like, everyone's going to give a fuck what we post. Like, for me, no one cares. No one fucking cares about you or me or fucking Alan. Like,
they care about Alan.
I care about Alan Morali more than any of us. But, like, definitely not people that care about, like, Kanye and Kim shit. Like, I think it's going to become too much for Pete. I think he's going to bow out because it's going to get, like, this is too much for me.
Like,
I signed up to have, like, a comfortable, casual, fun relationship with you, and I'm dealing with, like, being run off of Instagram.
Did you see that Kanye posted, like, somebody in a headlock and was like, "Nobody fuck with Ski, I'll take care of him myself"?
That's fucking insane. That sounds like a direct threat.
Yeah, wait. And
how is he getting away with that?
If you swiped on Instagram, it was a screenshot of Kim texting him being like, "Please stop. Like, somebody, like, he's going to get hurt."
Yeah.
Because you're, like, putting
it, I agree with her. That's, like, crazy. Like, people are fucking crazed fans. Yeah. Like, they either really love you or really hate you.
Yeah.
So, like, why you would encourage people to, like, physically harm somebody is, like, just crazy to me.
Yeah. Here's some of his other Instagram posts. His other captions have been, "The internet has," all caps, "The internet has still not found a decent picture of Skeet."
This is crazy.
It's like, crazy.
This is crazy.
It's just not where I thought Kanye West, like, he doesn't even smile.
Like, you're a lyrical genius. Like, how are you stooping to this level? Like, you're literally one of the great ones in the rap industry. Like, how are you even, like, letting it destroy you like this?
He brought Kim for Valentine's Day this year. Mind you, they haven't been together. A truck.
That was disturbing.
With,
said,
like, "My vision is crystal clear with
KKs. Jesus, take the wheel.
Basically, what's going on right now is everyone in his life is just enabling him to continue on with this bullshit.
Yes.
And not actively, like, trying to get him the help he very clearly needs.
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing wrong with needing the help at all. But they're just not doing that. Like, this whole thing with, like, people choosing sides, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is not what everybody's acting like this is Biggie and Tupac. And it's like, no, if anything, this is two fucking people, one of which doesn't give a flying fuck and is going to talk about it, and the other who cares way too hard.
Yeah, way too hard. You're right. And I do get that. Like, I just feel like Pete doesn't care about much in life. Like, he just, and he must be, his mind must be blown that, like, a rapper that he like,
literally
admired.
Like, I just wanted to hook up with Kim. Like, I didn't really want the rest of the shit.
The rest,
like,
of the shit is crazy.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I'd be, like, mortified.
There's going to be an SNL sketch about this.
No, they're not allowed to talk about him anymore.
What? Is that true?
They're not Kanye. Anything regarding Kanye has been banned from SNL.
Who said that?
I just read it like literally yesterday.
So Kanye was posting so much crazy shit that people were like, bro, are you hacked? And then he actually posted a picture of him holding like...
I know, which has been the funniest meme so far because everyone just rewrites it of what it's supposed to say.
He is holding like a yellow notepad that said like...
I don't even know where you get those staples.
My account is not hacked on
Office
the date.
Max?
And he's so serious. He's so serious. I mean, I know, again, like he clearly has got... There's definitely mental health issues that's, you know, going on here. But listen, he's in the public eye. He's putting it all out there for everyone to see. I mean, he's got millions and millions and millions and millions of followers, you know, that are invested in this. Pete signed up for Instagram in one day and got, you know, 3 million followers or something. And then he deleted his account. I mean, it's
chaos.
He's trolling Kanye so hard.
Wait, but smart though, because he was like, wait, he's like, I'm dating someone who's got majillions of followers.
Yeah.
Why would I not create an account, see what I can get, then not go on it, confuse people, and then re-sign back up when this is over and I got to use it for, like, smart.
He's trolling everybody. He's the winner at all this.
You're still fucking Kim.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're the one that's hooking up with Kim.
It's crazy.
Millions of guys' fantasy. That's yours.
And like...
What are you worried about?
It hasn't deterred Kim to be like, you know what? Like, this is like too much. Like,
no,
his dick
it,
is so good.
She loves it.
All the drama, right?
I think she likes the drama.
Yeah, bring it on.
I don't think it's drama like that they love to deal with, but it's relevant drama.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to be relevant.
Oh, yeah. It keeps money coming in.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is nobody works harder than Kris Jenner. Nobody.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Yeah. Any last words on... So, Ellen, what were you saying?
Like, Skeet and Yay?
Yeah, he changed his name.
Yay.
I thought it was Yee. Yay?
Look, Kanye.
Kanye.
Whatever you want to be called. Perfectly fine. I'm going to use the words Pete Davidson once used, which is, there's nothing wrong with being on the meds. If you need the meds, it's good to be on the meds. Make Kanye 2006 again.
Amen. I ain't saying she a gold digger. I want Kanye's workout plan Kanye back. I love that song.
Dude, I know.
One and two and three four and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this. Give head, stop, breathe, get up, check your weave. Can we get him back? Wow. Wow.
Yes.
This chaos and madness upstairs.
There's just chaos.
Poop
to whoop to scoop. What's up there? They need backup? It sounds like literally a circus.
Like
is
a
going
toddler
on.
Is taking over the whole house.
The whole house.
All right, Alan. Baddies, this has been an informative. We wanted to update you on pop culture this week.
Which we know rarely about, but...
Yeah, which we really... But this, I've been, like, just, like, every day. Like, I refuse to follow Kanye, but I, like, check his thing. I'm like,
ew, you're such a troll.
I am. I don't want to give him a follow. You're but I did sick. Follow Pete. Everyone should follow Pete because he's...
Because he posts nothing, so...
He's amazing. I'm just waiting for the post.
Oh, my God. The first post is going to be... A big one. Strategic, if Kris has anything to do with it.
I mean, how could you not be invested in this? It's chaos. Okay, baddies, see you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.